With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Red Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Big Z!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, it's all happy and good, and always a joy to talk to you. Always a joy to see the new quarterback. It just somehow makes you happy to know that the position is in good hands or different hands, or maybe there's been a handoff. I don't know. It seemed like a celebratory video, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he looked like a happy guy. He's already decked out his little guy on his Twitter profile in a Bears number 9 jersey. It looks pretty legit. It's got the George Stanley Hallis initials on the sleeve. No, it's sharp. So one would imagine that he's made arrangements with Tyler Bray to get jersey number 9 for when he finally arrives in Chicago.
Well, I don't think Tyler Bray's the only Bears quarterback who's in for a little bit of a shock, Brad. I mean, Mitch Trubisky, how do you think he viewed how the Bears virtually welcomed Nick Foles into the fold? Or was it he had to expect this? Because if he's coming in as, you know, as a backup, you don't typically see that kind of reception for backups.
Yeah, with Staley the Bear there for the family photo.
Exactly,
I would imagine that was club provided. UPS that out to him along with the contract to sign. I don't know. How's Mitch going to view it? Hopefully he views it he's going to have to step up. Hopefully he views this as the pressure really being ramped up on his immediate future with the Chicago Bears, because I think that's what the reality is here. And I'm convinced Foles will be the guy to begin the season. I don't know if they'll shape it as some type of competition, but Foles is the guy that the coaching staff has got a comfort level with. Okay, that's coaches that have been here, like Matt Nagy. That is coaches that are new here, like John DeFilippo, the quarterback's coach, like Bill Lazor, the offensive coordinator. And those are two guys that haven't worked with Trubisky. Their only exposure to Mitch to this point has probably been watching a lot of uneven game film from the 2019 season. So I think Foles emerges as the guy here, and hopefully Mitch is able to take something from this experience and help himself out eventually down the road.
He was signing a contract, as you mentioned. Do we know the details exactly of that deal? And David said, you know, it's a trade. Why is he signing a contract? Well, because they're changing the terms of what that deal was, right?
Yeah, I think what they were doing there is primarily reducing the salary cap hit for the 2020 season for this year and taking that number and moving it down a little bit and therefore, you know, bumping it up in 2021. But I think that was a measure designed to just create a little more flexibility for the team for this current season. I don't believe that they changed any of the key numbers here in the contract. You know, the guarantee is going to be the same. That's a little bit north of $20 million in terms of a guarantee that they're giving him. And so you're just looking to possibly work down the cap number, which I believe without an adjustment was going to be about $15.6 million for the Bears this season. So push that down a little bit, bump it up for 2021, and away you go.
Brad, you make an interesting point about the coaches who have worked with Nick Foles before, but not necessarily Trubisky. And I just wonder, obviously, Mitch is the incumbent. Mitch is the one who has been in Matt Nagy's offense for the last two seasons. But if someone were to ask you today on the phone, say, okay, if you're going to say, who knows this offense better? Who is better versed in everything that Matt Nagy's offense is? Who would you say?
Which quarterback?
Yeah.
Well, I think Nagy's probably tweaked some of the things. He's been here for a while, and he certainly hasn't worked with Foles for a while. So I would say Mitch, but I think that's a gap that Foles could close very quickly. And I believe it's the execution of that offense that's really key here. I don't think this has been a situation where this hasn't been a situation where the Bears have stumbled offensively because Mitch doesn't know the playbook. I think it's the execution of those plays. We've talked about it where, you know, post-snap, he's not making the proper decision. So I think, you know, if you're on the whiteboard or whatever, he might not be the Rhodes Scholar on the whiteboard in this offense, but he's certainly got a deep enough background to go out there where you feel like he can do it. It's just the processing of things just before the snap and just after the snap that I think that's where you're going to see a difference with Foles, and I think that's where the difference is for the coaches in terms of that comfort level.
You know, it's funny because I think when I think of the competition, I just ask myself that day where the Bears played Philadelphia, would you rather have had Foles or Mitch under center on your team if you could have swapped them at that point? And I know that the Bears ended up obviously with the double doink, and that's how they lost that playoff game. But, you know, I'm not sure that I wouldn't want to make that switch anyway, and I'm not sure that I didn't watch that video with the idea that they've made a switch.
Can you imagine saying that before that game, too? You know what I mean? Can you imagine saying before that game kicked off, hey, you know, you're better off with the number 9 guy on the Eagles than you are with the number 10 guy on the Bears? At that point in their careers where Foles had the success in year two with Chip Kelly and then been an absolute journeyman and played well in a couple of late regular season games for them. And obviously had the Super Bowl run the year before, but can you still saying that with Mitch so young, with there's so much excitement about the Bears, even though the offense was just sort of coming along in that 2018 season, it's hard to go back and say that you would have chosen differently right now.
Brad, I've been meaning to say this. Nice job tracking down Allen Robinson over the weekend, last Saturday. Good use of your time. And he's obviously doing a lot of good things for the community with his foundation, and that was the purpose of the phone call. But he also mentioned and discussed the future of his contract extension and where things stand. Would you describe him as being optimistic that that will get done. And now that they have Foles in the fold and that trade is now official, does that free up more time or resources or whatever to try to get a deal done?
Yeah, I mean, first off, I was impressed that Robinson pivoted so quickly with his foundation, which generally is looking for to provide, you know, enhanced educational opportunities for inner city youth and through a variety of different programs, some reading things. And the one thing Allen's always done is he's really been hands on. He's not the guy that shows up with the, you know, inflated check and poses for photos. He's hands on with some of this stuff. So to quickly pivot from that to, hey, let's find a way to get meals to these people who are missing them at school, I thought was impressive. But to the contract, yeah, I think he's optimistic, but I don't think, you know, it's obsessing him right now. He's the kind of guy that is pretty good about devoting his energies to things that are completely within his control. And obviously, he's only controlling part of that situation with a contract. He's got veteran representation with Roosevelt Barnes, who was partners with the late Eugene Parker. I mean, these are guys who aren't going to panic, aren't struggling to fall asleep at night because the deal's hanging in the balance. These are guys who are very patient. They want to get the right deal done. They've done terrific work over the years for Larry Fitzgerald. You know, when they did some different things at a time when Larry first started getting additional money after his rookie contract, the time when a lot of people were swinging for the longest possible deal, the most years possible, because the more years you get, the more guaranteed money or signing bonus, a bigger signing bonus you get. They kind of went the other direction, and they went for the shorter deals, which did one thing for Larry, and that's got him back to the negotiating table sooner to get another big bite at the apple as the prices went up around the league. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out for Allen. He's been through a major injury already. So the thought of, you know, losing income because he's got a serious injury, does that scare him into wanting to do a deal before the season starts, whenever that is? He's 26 right now. Does he look for a short-term deal to get back to the table before he's 30? You know, I don't know. I think there's a ton of options. I think he's open to a lot of different possibilities, and certainly we've seen how valuable he is to the Bears. The Bears understand how valuable he is to their offense because he's been the only really consistent playmaker that they've had the past two seasons. And we've talked about it before. He's a good guy for them to have in that locker room. You know, Allen Robinson isn't the, you know, palms up guy when the quarterback misses him downfield for the second time in three possessions on the field. He's not going to show up the guy. He's not going to make complaints when things are bumpy and rocky in the offense. And as we talked about to start with, he's been a really a shining example of what some of the finer players in the NFL are in terms of being community leaders.
I got to tell you, if I was him, I'd be sleeping soundly. If I was his representatives, he has them over the barrel. I mean,
yep.
Yeah.
He is sitting in the driver's seat in this deal like no one you ever see.
The one thing the Bears have in their corner is the franchise tag. And that's what Robinson thought he might wind up with after his final year in Jacksonville, which was cut short in September by the ACL. It was because he was coming off the 1,400-yard season, or more than that, in year three. Going into year four, keep in mind there, he didn't do a new deal after he had the huge season with Jacksonville. A lot of times you'll see the guy on a rookie contract goes big in year three, and the team scrambles to get him paid. Allen was comfortable going into the final year, playing it out. He does the ACL. Jacksonville made the decision not to place the franchise tag on him, so he's able to get out into free agency and come to the Bears. The Bears will have that tag available if they can't get a new deal done by the start of free agency next March. So that's kind of in the team's corner. But, yeah, I agree that he's got an awful lot of leverage because of how he's performed and what else they have around him.
Bigsy, thank you, buddy. Be safe. Great talking to you.
Good stuff, Brad.
Stay safe, gentlemen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.